Okay, so let's continue. We're continuing in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. We're in now the introduction. Okay, so we're holding by, let's say specifically by the Gam Iker Sibas. You read that Yisrael Mitzrayim, Ha'isa Lechatchila Yedezer, that the whole entire element, the whole entire process of which the Jewish people found themselves in Golos Mitzrayim, in the exile of going down to Egypt, was through this Avera of Lashon Hara. Kemosh Emar. That they spoke negatively about the brothers, he spoke negatively about the brothers and brought it to his father. This evil report. He literally was upon him the decree that just like he was acting inappropriately, so too he was acting inappropriately towards him. How? So what's the pshat? The pshat is that since he, in a sense, called them an Evan, right? He was treated like an Evid. Even though he had justifications for what he was reporting about his brothers, right? As it has been stated that he had real good reasons to assume. There was even a discussion that they were eating, let's say they created an animal, the Gemara says, and they started eating from the animal while it was still alive, which we know is a problem of Eiver Menachai. Eating from a live animal is a severe biblical prohibition. It doesn't apply to an animal that was created. If it was a live animal that was born in a normal animal, that's where the prohibition applies. But a created animal, there's no prohibition. But they were transgressing the issue of not doing something that is suspicious that other people will assume that you're doing something wrong.
So, real question. So, when did Yosef call them?
It's a good question. I don't remember where. Oh, it's a good question. I don't remember exactly where.
Okay.
However, though, im kol zeh, reish lo hayu lo shum heter. Nonetheless, it didn't work. The fact that he had a justification, that he saw reasons to report negative about them, it still wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. So you see, even when you have a good justification for what you're reporting, it still is not. It's a very treacherous territory to enter into. Well, and furthermore, Klasibas Golasinu, the entire reason as to why we're in Golas, Atahu Ha'ikur Rak Mishvil Hamaisa Maraglim, for the fact that the evil reports of the Maraglim, of the spies that spoke negatively about this, about Israel, that they raised their hands in order to push down, to be scattered onto the land, this is a quote from the Tehillim, as the Ramban himself says, in the entire episode of Meraglim, and as it says further also in the Gemara in Arachin, that it was a lashon hara for the fact that they spoke negatively about the land of Israel, and because they had then caused the nation of Israel to cry tears of chinam, nigzar aleihem b'chiyah ladaris, it was then decreed upon them that for future generations they will also have, almost in a sense, unjustified tears. What does that mean? It means that we're not supposed to be here. That the not natural state of the Jewish people is outside the land of Israel. Natural state is to be in the land of Israel. So just like it's unnatural to cry over something that, like, oh no, they say to cry over spilled milk. It's unnatural to cry over something which is so minuscule in proportion to the bigger thing. So too, it is unnatural for the Jewish people to be out of the land of Israel. That's what it means, the Bechiyah Shel Chinam. Therefore, it was upon us, a Bechiyah Ladaris. And furthermore, many, many tremendous things have befallen us because of this. In the period of Shimon Meshatach, the Romans were just killing unfortunate people left and right. The Greeks and the Seleucids were the brother-in-law of Yanai HaMelech, Alidei Yanai. Yanai was a Jewish king that killed many, many Chachamim. It was through the prohibition of gossip, of false reports, tattling on each other. He's Mekedush Rai Shalom. Barigas Hatana Rabbi Elezra Mardoi, Shahoya Gamkin Sibyl Kharban Beitar, Gamkin Aliyadeh Rechilus, the city of Beitar that was destroyed and that was murdered, was through the fact that there was, again, people that were being Rachil, that were gossiping. Shahirichilu Allah, if they've been. It says in the Measure Eichad. Continuing further. And because of how horrible and terrible the greatness of the Savior is, not greatness in the negative sense, I mean the positive, I mean the negative sense. that is found in this terrible midah. His hira Torah, the Torah has cautioned us. The Torah is telling us specifically, do not become a gossiper. The Torah goes out of its way to tell us to be a gossiper. Commotion of Varla Kaman, as it says later on, even though these things are of anger and of of being unempathetic, putting a bit of anything, these are all midas, just any also negative attributes, just like speaking negative about someone. Nonetheless, even though they destroy a person, even though it's through general hints in the Torah, it's not alluded to directly, or it's only alluded to, I should say. It's not said to directly. Do not become a Baal Lashon Hara. So why is the Torah more explicit when it comes to Lashon Hara as opposed to these things, even though they're just as bad and are just as horrible for society? The answer is because that's how bad Lashon Hara is. The Torah felt, Hashem said, this is really bad, and this is spoken about. There's also furthermore another reason. Mashi is here at Torah b'frat alzeh. When a person really delves into the depth of what is the specific issues of this avera, tahainu lashon hara v'rechilus, nimsa shekemat him koyulim kol alav mas v'hasoyin shenim matzei benon mechaveroi. You'll find that this plays a role in every single challenge, in every single frustrating social ill, is underlying all of it. Is lashon hara. You know, if a person is, you know, in the world of economics, world of business, you know, you, for some reason your company is just not, is bleeding money. So it could be this reason, it could be bad staff, it could be because you're not keeping booking right. There's a myriad of different reasons. And there's a million of different ways of how to deal with that issue. But theoretically, you find out that no, it's a glitch in your system. And that glitch is causing this problem in your pipeline, is that problem over down here, this problem here. It's actually an amazing thing. On the one hand, it's also really scary that something can be so toxic and to be like a germ that just figures its way out how to get into every single issue. This is what Lashon Hara is. Lashon Hara is a germ. Lashon Hara is a virus that works its way in. It's like mold, right? Mold just gets in things. It's impossible to get it out. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a whole family. I have a student who does house flips. Right? He flips houses, buys them at a cheaper price, you know, breaks it down, does demo, mm-hmm. puts some lipstick on it and resells it for higher value. Right? Good Jewish business. Now, what's the idea? So he said he had a house that looked really nice on the outside, but for some reason, anybody that was living there just was having respiratory problems. And he would check this, would check that, check the normal places where there's mold. Couldn't find any mold. The ducts and this. Turns out, he's, at a certain point, he just knocked down a wall, and he found black mold growing in behind the insulation. You wouldn't even, somehow liquid or anything had gotten in there to create this mold. So you have this underlying issue that is slowly taking over the whole house. And the outside looks fine. But this virus has taken over every element of this structure.
Wow,
that's what Lashon Hara is. And for sure, it absolutely affects our relationship with Hashem. Very explains, we go on. Therefore, the Torah goes out of its way. Beferish, very explicitly. Do not get caught in this horrible trap. I will continue as we continue on further on. Since the time to explain and to verify and to explain what the challenges of this Havera is. Mizeh yetzeh derech agav. And from this, Derech Avu will come out. We're going to see tremendous amounts of side benefits that come out of this. Perhaps we'll be able to have kind of like any tools in our arsenal to fight back the Yitzhahara for this terrible Avera. I pray to God that God shall give me the wisdom to further that. So let's stop here. Your mom is amazing.